With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. The House passed the package late Friday in an overwhelming vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pushed it into the night to finish early Saturday, just after the midnight deadline. During closing debate, Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says Republicans failed to keep their word on a bipartisan compromise.
We need to rely on each other to keep our word. That when we have an agreement, that we keep that agreement.
It now goes to President Biden, who's expected to quickly sign it into law. Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a migrant tragedy in the Greece sector of the Mediterranean.
The Greek Coast Guard said the incident occurred while the speedboat was carrying out dangerous maneuvers to try and evade a patrol vessel, causing migrants to fall into the sea. 18 of the migrants were rescued. Rescue workers on three Coast Guard vessels and a helicopter were working near the resort area of Afantou Beach in the northeast of the island of Rhodes. It remains unclear whether other passengers are missing, authorities add. Rhodes, one of several large Greek islands located near the coast of Turkey, is on a busy illegal smuggling route in the eastern Mediterranean. I'm Charles Deledasma.
The Senate has passed legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions of people. The bill is a longtime priority for former public employees. The bipartisan bill next heads to President Biden. It will eliminate longtime reductions to Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million people who receive pensions because they worked in federal, state, and local government, or public service jobs like teachers, firefighters, and police officers. You'll find more news and headlines online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled that NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. The decision comes more than 3 years after the Biden administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. The proposed policy would have required most of the nearly 3,000 companies listed on NASDAQ to have at least one homosexual on the board. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an increase in flu cases.
The CDC says 13 states reported high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week. That's about double compared to the week before. One of those states is Tennessee. A clinic in Nashville is reporting as many as a quarter of its patients are reporting flu-like symptoms. No flu strain seems to be dominant, but it's too early in the season to know how good a match the flu vaccine will be. Flu experts suggest everyone get vaccinated, especially now, leading up to the holidays. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal officials investigating the deadly West Texas collision between a Union Pacific train and a tractor-trailer hauling a wind turbine base, trying to determine why the tractor-trailer was stopped on the tracks. Two employees of Union Pacific were killed in the Wednesday crash at a railway crossing in Pecos. You'll find more news and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.